This tower is the centerpiece of Duluth's Anger Park, but the park has had a few different names, and it once had a very different reputation. Listen in as Duluth's head of park maintenance, Tom Casper, gives a short history of the Anger Tower.
This was originally one of Duluth's first parks. This was part of the Central Park area of Duluth, dedicated as a park back in the early 1870s, originally called Zenith Park, then Central Park, and now this part is called Anger Park. Named after Bert Anger, who was a West End businessman who dedicated much of the land just beyond here to the city to be used for parkland that is now Anger Park Golf Course. As part of his donation to the city of Duluth, the city decided to name a tower after him that was being built here as part of the WPA era, and that's the Anger Tower that we know of today. So it was dedicated in 1939. The King of Norway came to dedicate it in 1939. The tower is 5 stories tall, so it's about 75 feet tall. Beautiful 360-degree view around the city. You can see most of the city heading to the east and heading to the west. Anger Park is known for the tower, but we also have some beautifully landscaped grounds that are really set wonderfully underneath our mature oak trees that we see around here. We really have one of the largest collection of mature oak trees in northern Minnesota right here in the park. Actually, well, the park till the 1980s was a pretty rough park. It was a place where people went to do things they shouldn't do, and had quite a reputation as not the place you wanted to be at night. So the tower was always here during that and overlooking that. So we've gone from a park with a tower to a park with a tower and beautiful grounds around it, and that's really changed the perception of this park and really this whole area of town. There is a Japanese bell that originally made its way back to Duluth right after World War II. It was one of the spoils of war. It eventually got returned to Japan years later, and now we have an exact replica of that bell that now is part of a peace garden here at Anger Park.
That's Duluth's head of park maintenance, Tom Casper. What memories do you have of Anger Park? Were you part of its rough history? Tell us your story after the beep or on our mobile website, and we may include it in future versions of this tour. This Sound Point was produced by Minnesota Public Radio with support from the Minnesota Legacy Amendments Arts and Cultural Heritage Fund.